What's up, everyone? It's your boy Adam, and I just want to let all of you know that unfortunately, I'm going to have to postpone this week's podcast to next week as far as our First Samuel study goes. I really don't want this to be something that happens often, but we'll see how this goes over the next number of months since I work full-time in vocational ministry, and as you would expect, I have a lot on my plate, a lot of responsibilities. But as long as the Lord provides me with the time, I will continue our regular verse-by-verse Bible study through the Old Testament. But right now, I'm recording this on Wednesday night. Sometime tomorrow, Thursday, I'll be uploading my Roman study that I did a couple of weeks ago at my church. I took my Sunday school class through Romans 1, verses 1 through 17. And initially, after I taught it, you know, I recorded it, but afterwards, I felt a little bit unsatisfied with the way the teaching turned out. I could be a bit of a perfectionist, and which isn't good. But after going back and listening to the recording, I was like, oh, you know, it actually came out okay. You know, it wasn't bad. I took our Sunday school class through a little bit of an introduction of Romans. And then we got into the first 17 verses of chapter 1, and we were able to cover a lot of insightful topics out of these, out of those 17 verses, including a very important subject, which is the relationship between Paul's theology of faith and that of the Apostle James. Does Paul truly differ with James when it comes to his theology of faith by grace alone? This was something that I was able to cover extensively in the Romans teaching 2 weeks ago, and it really seemed to resonate with my Sunday school attendees, and so I'm sure that you'll enjoy it as well. So tomorrow sometime, I'll be uploading the Romans study, and then God willing, next week we'll pick it up where we left off in 1 Samuel. So this has been the West Coast Bible Teacher, everyone. Just wanted to give you this quick message. But God bless you, and I'll see you guys soon.